Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for another beautiful day. I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All this I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Well, I pray that the message that re-aired last week, actually from January 21st of 2022, was a blessing to you. I pray it was an eye-opener for you in order to encourage you to return to your first love, which is Jesus Christ. Praise God. We're going to continue this week talking about strongholds. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10, and I'm going to start off at verse 4. And my point here I'm making is about strongholds and not weaponry. It reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Now, in verse 4, it mentions that the pulling down of strongholds are mighty through God. And keep in mind that we're dealing with the mind. That said, let's go to Isaiah 55, starting at verse 8. It reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So that being said, we realize that in order to pull down the strongholds, we have to take God's mind. And in verse 5, it also says that we cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We live based on the inner life, which is Jesus Christ on the inside, and by keeping Jesus' commandments. Praise God. I want to recap the definition of a stronghold, too. I'm going to give you another aspect of strongholds. Some of it will sound familiar, and some will be a little different. And I want you to picture this in your mind as I read this. And strongholds in the Greek means a fortified place. That's something that's made stronger and more secure. For example, a military stronghold, if you can picture this, or a strong walled fortress, like a castle or a citadel, meaning a fortress that commands. It's also a heavily fortified containment and is used figuratively of a false argument in which a person seeks shelter, a safe place to escape reality. Praise God. So, something else I learned is it's a false argument, a wall of defense to protect. And we rely on defenses when we're not ready or willing to change. Something else I also learned is that it is a system of thinking, systems of thinking or thought. System meaning it's a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done. It's interconnected thoughts, like organized framework or method, their learned behaviors. To go further, this system is set in place to work for us, to enable us to survive and navigate life. However, strongholds, think apart or independent from the Word of God. The Word of God is not our guide or instruction when we engage in strongholds, because strongholds usually are connected to fear versus faith in God. And we may not be aware of it, but sometimes our heart can dictate things like this. We say things like this to ourselves. For instance, if I let go of who I am, who will I be? If I let go of what I know, what will I get? What will replace it? How will I live? But when it comes to the heart, our heart can deceive us out of our deliverance, our growth and development, and what we need. Therefore, we continue to get what we get, because if we do what we always did, we'll get what we always got. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, regarding the heart. And this is what God says in regard to our heart, knowing the heart of man. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind or the conscience, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So do you see what I'm saying here? Based on our heart, we get what we get. We get the fruit of our doings based on the meditation of our heart, whether good or bad. And if we're still holding to our own way, how can God fill our life with something better if we're not willing to let go of what's in our hand? You can't put something in a hand that's already full. Another example of strongholds, I'm just giving you a couple of examples now, maybe gambling, or it may be to go to the payday loan store for a quick fix to take care of ourselves, only to accrue more debt, anxiety, and with interest. You know, I know about this one myself, the payday loan store, taking care of myself. I was not ready to renew my mind in this area. I was not ready to let go of the stronghold or my way of thinking, my systematic way of thinking and living in order to survive and take care of myself versus trusting God to take care of me or to take care of us and live by faith in His Word. Because when we renew our mind, there's a lot of scripture throughout the Bible that lets us know He will take care of us if we trust Him and live by faith. For instance, let's go to Philippians 4, verse 19. And keep in mind, we have to pull down the strongholds based on God's wisdom and His thoughts, His Word, rather than our own, of what we're accustomed to. The systems that we've built up in our thought mind, in our thought life. Philippians 4, verse 19 reads, and now this is after Paul is talking to the Philippians about how they shared with him in as far as giving and receiving. They were the only ones that really took care of him after he shared the gospel with them. They saw to his needs. And it goes on to say here that, and my God, in verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So when we read this, first of all, we see that God has all the riches in glory. They are supplied by Christ Jesus to us as his children, praise God, without interest and without overworking ourselves to pay the debt off, without entrapping ourselves in the cycle of debt. Another one of God's methods, I'm still talking about pulling down the strongholds and renewing our mind, is found in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38. It reads, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, this may seem backwards when we want to receive something. And let's look at the measure, too. It says, and it will be given to you with the same measure that you use. So, you know, one of the things I have learned in regard to faith and pulling down a stronghold in my life is to give what I want. What I want in return, and give it out of sincerity. It's not, let's make a deal with God. We don't do it for that reason. That's not the motive of our heart. We're doing it because we're trusting God as our Father, and we're believing Him to be true to His word. Praise God. It's about a relationship. That's what it's about. It's about a relationship with our Heavenly Father as far as doing what His word says. It could be money, food, or clothing. That is what we give back. What we give away, we get back. That's God's system in His kingdom of supplying us with what we need. And this is the thing. When He gives back, it's pressed down, meaning it's pushed down. They fill it up to the top and push it down to make more room. They shake it together to fill all the corners. You know, fill it in, fill the bag in, and run it over. That's much more than what we gave. We get back much more than what we gave. Whatever the measure we use, in sincerity, based on faith and God's word, praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Another thing I want us to look at is when we receive Jesus as Savior, we must fill our hearts and renew our mind with the word of God. We must fill our hearts with that. Let's go to James 1, verse 21 through 22. Because when Jesus indwells our spirit through the person of the Holy Spirit, the word of God is automatically implanted. It's automatically implanted. Yet we must receive it. Verse 21 reads in James 1, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Meaning, well, actually the King James Version says the engrafted word, meaning the word that is inborn, implanted by nature, implanted by other instructions. Praise God. But we have to receive it with meekness. Now, what does that mean, receiving it with meekness? That's without arguing in our minds and hearts, without disputing or resisting God's word, accepting His word and His dealings with us as good. We receive the word of God by doing what it says. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So it's about pulling down the strongholds. Pulling down the strongholds, praise God, in order to receive what God has for us. Well, I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end-time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.